720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent filling in for Steve Bertrand. And I'll be honest, it's my first day on this iconic radio station. So I'm talking to as many friends as I can. And I just feel like it's good to be back into the city and people are gathering again. And we're planning to join Ed Warm for one of the biggest music festivals in Chicago. Okay, it just might be my favorite. Ed Warm, you might know from Joe's Bar, Bub City, Joe's Live, Carol's Pub, The Rave. One of those people that I do not know how he survived the past year when all of his businesses were closed. But I do know that you've got two brand new little boys that arrived in 2020, right, Ed?
I do. That's how I survived. Lisa, it is so good to talk to you. A radio Hall of Famer on Chicago's most legendary radio station. It sounds like perfect match. This is awesome.
It feels so good, and it feels good to have something to look forward to. And the minute that I saw Windy City Smokeout was back, I was on it. But how are you able to accommodate people who had tickets from last year and people who want to go this year? That must be a logistical nightmare.
It was a lot. We took everybody who had tickets for last year, and so many people were cool enough that they held on to their tickets. I guess they wanted something to hold on to. A lot of people held on to their tickets for next year, and then we added a fourth day for Thursday. We added Brett Eldridge on Thursday night, Illinois Zone, and we gave everybody who held on to their three-day tickets the fourth day for free as a thank you. And we gave him some food and beverage credit, too. So
nobody does business better than you, Ed, really. I say that from the bottom of my heart. If you're not familiar with Windy City Smokeout, this year it's on Thursday night, Brett Eldridge, Darius Rucker on Friday night, Dierks Bentley on Saturday night. And who wraps it up on Sunday?
That'll be John Party.
Oh, yes.
And Cody Johnson and somebody you and I are friends with, the Randy Rogers Band.
Oh, my gosh, I love that band. So this year you are presented with a whole new issue, and that is keeping people safe from COVID. I can't imagine the hoops that you've had to jump through, because really, this is going to be the first music festival. You're beating Riot Fest and you're beating Lala, and you know they're all going to be watching going, okay, what's the city making this guy do? How can we be prepared?
I have to tell you that the city gets, you know, the city gets a lot of grief from, you know, for a lot of things. They were absolutely great with us, and the city worked hand in hand with us on what they wanted to see and what we could do to provide a safe environment. That's what we're about, is making sure that the customers and everybody who's working for us and the artists who are coming in are safe. And we created, we're using an app called Clear, which you might have seen at the airports, and they have a health app. And everybody who's coming to Windy City Smokeout has to download the app, and you either enter your vaccination record or you go get a test within 72 hours, which covers you for the whole fest. You get a negative test and you put it on your app, and then it's like, you know, TSA when you're going through the airport and you come right in. So that's what we had to do. And people understand that and they're embracing it, and they know there's going to be a safe environment when they come in.
This is one of my favorite Chicagoans on 720 WGN. It's Ed Warm. It's been tough. I mean, no business at Joe's Bar, Joe's Live, The Rave, Bub City. I mean, you're just now getting back into business. And Andrew, who's producing the show today, and I were talking about how hard it is to get people to come back to work. How many people do you need to have on your staff for the Windy City Smokeout?
Oh, my gosh. So many, and we need people. And you can go to www.windycitysmokeout.com and apply. It's a great time. You get to see the festival. We always make sure that everybody who works has time to see the festival. But it's you know, the challenges in all business of getting people to work, especially in the hospitality business, it's been one of our biggest obstacles.
Do you think it's because people are going back somewhere? They're looking for a job that has health benefits or a 401k or what is it?
I think it's a lot of things. I think that there's a little hesitancy about going into the public, and, you know, nothing is more close contact than you know, working in the front of the house in a restaurant or bar or a music venue.
Right.
So I think that's a big part of it that people don't discuss.
Are all of your places open? I mean, Joe's Live isn't open yet, is it?
It's not. We've done a couple private events where everybody's been screened or vaccinated. We just don't have any concerts or shows yet, so hopefully soon.
Well, it's coming soon. It's the Windy City Smokeout, July 8th through the 11th. It started, I want to say, was it Hubbard Street? Is that where you first had the...
It did. Yeah. Right off Hubbard, in a lot that's not there anymore. And then we moved to the Chicago Tribune lot. We outgrew that. And we found our home at the United Center. It's great. Everyone knows how to find it.
Yeah. 18
parking,
acres.
Uber lots.
Is that 18 acres there that you take over for this festival?
I don't know. It's a lot.
It's crazy.
We have more lots this year. We have a lot more lots this year to accommodate, you know, people being spaced out.
Well, so, I wish you well. I will be there. It's my kind of music. It's the Windy City Smokeout at the United Center parking lot, July 8th through the 11th.
I hope you're bringing Brett Eldridge on stage to open the festival up, Lisa.
You know, I would love to. You know, I introduced that kid on a street corner in Chicago when only people who didn't have a home were watching him.
Really? Oh, that's great.
Well, I adore you, Ed. Thank you so much for being on my first show.
Thanks for having me, Lisa.